eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. And now, a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, April 24th, and we are here trying to help you make better financial decisions, or maybe just help navigate certain areas of your life and maybe make sure that that choppy water doesn't wash up ashore your little boat and take you off course. See how I did that? I did the metaphor all the way through. I didn't think I was going to get there, but I think I did. All right. If you've got a financial question or any question that's going on that touches your money, go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button. Let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air live. Please bookmark that website, because whenever something comes up, you'll just go right back to it. And the Contact Us button is there. So easy to do. All right, let's get right to it today. We are talking to listener Ann, who's on the line from the Bay Area. Hello, Ann. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. What's up?
Well, I have a few questions. I know you take a lot of calls regarding retirement, and so this is another one. So it's a two-part question, really. One regards the question of if we are okay on our retirement savings and what we have, and then also we're in a bit of a lucky position in that we currently own the house we're living in the Bay Area, but then I co-own with my brother an inherited property also in the Bay Area with my brother. And I'm wondering, my husband and I are wondering if we, you know, if it makes sense to move into the inherited property and sell the house we're in right now. If we do move, is it a smart move? And then how we would finance or fund the cost of the remodel to my parents' house, the inherited property, because it's really from the 70s and needs a good work over.
Okay, understood. I got it all. Okay, Ann, how old are you?
I am 62.
And your spouse?
He is 64.
Are you both working?
I am retired and he is still working.
Now, you are retired. Are you receiving a pension or any income?
No.
Okay. And he is working, and when is his retirement, what is he thinking about? Or is he one of these folks who's like, I'm working till I die?
No, but he does like his work, and he does work for a government agency, so he will get a pension. He's already been there like 23 years, so he can retire, but he's probably going to work, let's say, another 2 years. Mm-hmm. He will probably get about 50% or thereabouts in his salary as pension.
Mm-hmm. So what will that be in 2 years? What's his salary right now?
Right now it's 160.
All right. So worst case, we're talking, I mean, he'll get some cost of living adjustments, but let's just say that we'll say today, it looks like his pension would be $80,000 about.
Right.
Okay. All right. Great. That's awesome. Fantastic. I love him and I love his government work. Thank him for that. Tell us about the other assets that you guys have accumulated.
So we have a total, I'll give you the total, then I'll just break it down into three buckets.
Okay.
And it's all in a brokerage account. It adds up to about $3.5 million.
Mark, hang up the call. We're done. Okay. No, I'm just kidding you.
The brokerage is about $940,000.
What's my second bucket?
Inherited IRA.
When did you inherit it?
When did I inherit it? Maybe 6 years ago or so.
Oh, so you don't have the 10-year rule. You can stretch this, right? Just because of the date of death?
I don't know. I mean, my broker says I need to be taking minimum distributions.
Okay, so whoever died was taking minimum required distributions already. Okay. How much is in the inherited IRA?
$875.
Whew. Okay. And then what's my third bucket?
My IRA, which mm-hmm. is about $1.6 million.
And I presume this IRA is all pre-tax, correct?
Yes.
So that's a lot of moolah. Well done, you guys. How much is your current home worth?
If you check Zillow, the current house, the one we live in, is worth about $2.5 million. And we owe about $500,000. Mm-hmm. We did refinance and are 15 on a fixed 15 year. It's 2.1.
Oh, gosh.
I know. We do have about $22,000 a year in property tax.
That's real. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not terrible. But no home equity line of credit, nothing else outstanding debt-wise on that house, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, you co-own the inherited property with your brother. How much is that property worth?
Also, based on whatever I can find on the internet, mm-hmm. about $4.5 million.
Oh, my God.
And okay. That was moved into a irrevocable trust when my father died. Mm-hmm. And so those property taxes are like $4,000 a year.
So here's my question. There's no balance of any mortgage on that, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, and we do. Sorry to interrupt. We do rent it.
I was about to ask you. So, what is the rental income?
It's about $8,000 a month, divided in half, because mm-hmm. my brother gets half.
Does your brother want to sell this? I mean, what's the game plan here? Like, let's say I tell you, no, you can't do this. Are you going to sell this house?
Well, he probably wants to have it inherited. Go to his kids.
And then he could buy you out of half of it?
He could. I don't know if he wants to put the money out. I don't know if he has that money mm-hmm. to do that or not. Mm-hmm.
But you would have to buy him out if you wanted to do this, right?
Well, this is a question. We are on extremely good terms. So I was thinking perhaps every year we live there, mm-hmm. he would own a greater percentage of the home. So in lieu of paying him anything or in lieu of paying any cash whatsoever, mm-hmm. we could just migrate more of the total cost of, I mean, ownership of the home to him, because we don't have any kids.
Uh-huh.
So we're not interested in preserving these assets for next generation.
Understood. So what you would think about doing is, I just want to make sure I get this right. So you wouldn't necessarily have to buy him out, right? You'd
Correct.
Say, we'll pay for the reno. We're going to need to spend, I'm going to make it up, $500,000. Is that about right?
Yep.
Okay. And we're going to have to, we'll pay that out of pocket. And we'll live in this house. I mean, you don't have to necessarily a little by little. You can, you know, I guess that's sort of a harder way to draft the document. But, you know, you can also just say that we live here. And then upon the second death, it now reverts to you, my brother, 100%. right? Isn't that kind of what you want to happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what the only thing you're giving up in that is the $4,000 each in rent, which is, you know, not chump change, but he doesn't need it.
Correct.
Okay. I feel like the fastest way to ruin your relationship is to do this convoluted deal, but okay. I'm going with you right this on this. You want to do this? Like, do you really, I mean, this is a bear of a transaction, forgetting about the actual remodeling. So before we start going into this, let me state the obvious facts. You're in amazing financial condition. You're in amazing financial condition, right? You know that.
Even though our current burn rate is like about $10K a month, and then about once a year or every other year, we do spend money on vacations.
You're allowed. Okay. Let's just make sure we get these numbers. And are you a healthy 62-year-old?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
What's your Social Security benefit in the future? What's at age 70? What does it look like?
About $4,400 a month.
Okay, great. And what about your husband? Is he entitled to Social Security or not?
Yeah, he is. I don't know what his number is, but in my lifetime, I earn more than him. So his is going to be less than that.
All right. So let's say, you know, for him, it's probably at his age, he makes 160. Let's say at his age 70, because he's working already. So he's going to keep getting it. I'm going to say $3,000, I'm guessing. I hope that's about right. I think it is. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you will have his pension, right? At his age 70, 2 years later, your age 70, plus the pension amount, we have all sorts of money coming in that covers your $10,000 a month. And then your $3.5 million can simply fund the difference of like the fun trips. Okay.
Okay.
So now, to be also crystal clear, is that, you know, you have so much money in the properties. So the thing that is important to decide is that if you're really going to do this, you know, obviously nothing looks bad if, you know, you pay for a $500,000 remodel, which will suck, but you'll pay for it. You'll take it out of mostly, I presume, the taxable brokerage mostly, but maybe a little bit of the inherited IRA just because you're still making money, you know, and we'll have to pull some money out. We're going to have to get this. We have to get money out of these retirement accounts before you guys turn 75. Because you're going to just get killed with distributions. So I think it's probably the inherited IRA will be first as like the number one on our hit parade, or maybe not. I think we have more time with the stretch. That's the thing that I think is important. So what's your RMD on that account right now? What's on the inherited IRA? How much are you forced to take out each month?
We do it annually. And it's a good question. I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay. I mean, it's a good chunk of money because the person was older when they passed away. So, I mean, what I think is, I think we leave that alone and we start to take money out of your rollover. So I guess the question is this, do you really want to move into this house? Because I think you can do it. But, you know, frankly, I don't give a rat's you know what about your property tax because you live in a house that's actually very affordable because you have tons of equity and a very low cost of a mortgage. But do you want to do this? How much do you want to do this?
Well, that's the question.
Tell you that you can do it. You absolutely can do it. Okay. You're going to financially, we can make this work. Now tell me, do you want to?
Okay. But before I answer that, can I ask you, we were thinking if we did it, we would use the proceeds from the home sale.
Yes.
To fund the remodel.
Yes.
But now I'm hearing you say maybe.
Oh, I just didn't know if you could do it all at once. I didn't know if you were going to be able to, like, are you going to live with a remodel? Are you going to sell the house? And then.
What we would do is we would probably, this is the theoretical, we would stop taking a renter a year before we wanted to move into the home and remodel during the time we live in our current house and then put our current house on the market in the spring and then move into my parents' house once it's finished.
That's totally fine, but you still have to pay for the remodel.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And so all I'm saying is there's an interim period The reason why I was saying we're going to have to tap some money from something is that while you're living in your house, before the remodel is done, you're going to be out of pocket $500,000.
Why do you want to move into this new, this other place?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out.
That much different from your current place? That much nicer?
Well, it's a good question. And it's really the core of the issue, I think, is where we live. It's a little far from most of my friends and family, which are closer to where my brother lives, in the same community as where we were raised, which is where this inherited house is. The inherited property is in a nice community. It's very, you know, it's in Silicon Valley. It's smaller, even though it's still a large house, it's smaller than the one we have now. We've been living in the house we have now. We very much like it. It's a little bit more like a ranch. So it's a big property. And as we get older, we're thinking it might be nicer to have, you know, just less to manage. So it'd be a bittersweet decision, but it seems like it might be just.
It's probably the right. It's kind of like it's the probably the better decision, even though it will be hard to do it. Either decision will be hard. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's presume you're going to do it. You can totally do this.
Okay.
Absolutely can do this. I mean, obviously, it all works better the longer, if your husband decides, like, you know what, if we're going to do this, I'm going to work until I'm 70, it's going to work even better. But, you know, it will work beautifully. You're going to need to make a decision about the financing of the construction. And the decision is going to be predicated also on what the actual rates are in terms of borrowing, because it could be that, you know, we say instead of blowing out of some assets, maybe the better decision is we'll get a line of credit against our current home and we'll use the money. I don't think, because the house is in an irrevocable trust, did it then transfer out of the trust? Is it out of the trust now or still in a trust?
I think it's out because both parents died.
Yeah. So I think it's now just co-owned in your name.
Yeah, exactly.
So there is a possibility that what we could do is we could get a line of credit against this $4.5 million house. Your brother has to be okay with it. But I mean, essentially you'd pay that line. And again, this depends. Like if it's 2 years from now and we're doing this, all right, then, and interest rates are low and you're like, hey, I can get a line of credit for 4.5% or 5%. That may be better. That may be a better option for you than blowing out of your brokerage account assets and incurring a big taxable gain. Mm-hmm. We'll have to see, but there's plenty of money here. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest issue that I am hearing is not a financial one. You have plenty of money. It is the documentation of how this asset will then move to your brother. That to me is like the biggest challenge, that you're going to need an estate attorney to help you figure out how to paper this deal so that neither you nor your husband is in a situation where you can't be in this house and you shouldn't be. And that I think that what your brother would want to happen, I'm not sure, is that he would want there to be the successor to be him, or if he has died, his kids, or maybe he wants to go directly to his kids, but he has to make that decision. And you guys have to go to an attorney together to make this happen.
Yeah.
Does that seem scary? I think it'll be fine. As long as like you're actually basically saying to your brother, hey, I'm giving you $2.25 million of my assets to you. Otherwise it would go to charity, but you're going to get it anyway, or your family's going to get it. And I'd rather do it now. And I bet he'd love that.
Yeah. I mean, right now, I think because it's an inherited property, doesn't it by default, either unless he's changed his will, either right now, if I die, the whole thing goes to him and vice versa.
Yeah. But you're doing all this upgrade of work. Yeah. And I think that I'm not sure, but I think that you just have to make sure this is papered properly.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Right.
That we just know that.
Right. And do you think it's worth, in terms of the value of the home, I, you know, again, I have really excellent relations with my brother. I could move into his house if I needed to, but if he died, you know, I want to make sure before me, I just want to make sure, you know, some pesky niece isn't going to kick me.
Correct. That's exactly what I'm thinking as well. I mean, I know you love them all. If you decide to do this, the number one question will be, from what pot of money are we paying this $500,000? It's a short-term pot of money, remember, right? Because we're not saying that you need this forever. And what I'm hoping is that maybe the interest rate market helps you a little bit, maybe it doesn't. The question becomes, where do I pull the money from in order to do the remodel? And then as soon as I sell my home, it'll be moot anyway, because mm-hmm. I will have spent, you know, if it's a loan, I pay it back immediately. If it's that I've taken some money out of brokerage and some money out of the inherited IRA, then whatever comes out, fine, we'll have it out. And then when the house is sold, you'll replenish the brokerage account. But all this is to say, you don't have a problem. You can do this. And even though you say, oh, I spend, you don't spend that much money. You really don't. You're sitting on top of a lot of assets. And if the worst comes to pass and you're in this, you know, $4.5 million place and it becomes too much for you, the only question that I would say is like, well, then what happens if we want to get out of this house? And I don't know really what happens. Like, do you have to die to get out of the house? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So that's a question to ask.
Right. Like if we need to move to a care facility.
Correct. Those are some of the questions. So I think you definitely need an attorney. Either an estate and probably an estate and or a real estate attorney who can help paper the deal. All of this is to say you're in a very, very enviable and great place. So do what you want to do. And when you're ready to actually do it, I don't know, maybe it's not today, but maybe it's in the next couple of years. Get back in touch with us and let us know how it goes. I want to see pictures of everything. I want to see the old house. I want the new house. I want it all. Okay.
Okay, so I can breathe deeply when I'm thinking of taking a nice exotic trip somewhere.
Oh my gosh, yes. Where is our next exotic trip?
I don't know. It might. I mean, I can tell you my last one.
Tell me what it was.
Antarctica.
How was that?
Oh, mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing. Have you done... Okay, so let's do the other side of the world. How about Africa? Have you done a safari yet?
I have.
It's great, right? So what would you choose as like your top trip? Antarctica, safari, or something else?
Well, those would be my two favorites.
Yeah.
Because I'm so, you know, wildlife is just such a compelling thing to see.
All right. I'm going to let you go because you got a big house renovation to plan. I wish you all the best of luck and Anne, go for it. And we'll be excited to hear all the details. Travel with reckless abandon. If you, like Anne and her husband, are contemplating a big project and you want to know, how does that impact my future? Like, you don't want to do a big project if you can't go on a great trip, you know, if that's important to you. Or maybe for others, they'd say, I don't care about the great trips anymore. I'm done with that. I want to be in the house where I want to live. Great. That's awesome, too. Just go to our website, go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button. Let us know if you want to come on the air live. We'd be delighted to chat with you. While you're there, sign up for the free weekly newsletter. And of course, you can see all of our content that lives there, including my book, The Great Money Reset. You know, 10 bold steps to turn chaos into opportunity. We encourage you to subscribe to this program on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. You can leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. And lift someone up. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com, we've done your homework.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber.
Do you ever see a new face or name on your news feeds and say, who the heck is that?
Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't. The New Yorker says we spelunk deep into the demimonde with convivial delight. That's a direct quote.
Mostly, we're going to explain to you Irish star Barry Keoghan's sudden rise to fame and relationship with a not-so-under-the-radar pop princess named Sabrina.
The fake wedding Real Housewives star Cynthia Bailey had to promote a limo rental company.
And why all the Gen Zers you know are talking about a guy named Benson Boone.
Each episode goes deep into the biggest celebrity stories of the moment. And if you're still confused, we even have a weekly call-in episode where we answer the most burning celebrity queries.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.